You could have a stressful day and have a glass of wine, and you're flushing, passing out, anxiety, panic attacks, diarrhea, hives, whatever. And you're like, all I did was have a glass of wine. What the f*** is this? This is not normal.
I didn't know that the small intestines were a single cell lining. Even though I read a bunch on the gut and the immune system, that's pretty sensitive. And that's the first place that all your food and everything ends up. It doesn't take that long for things like gluten and alcohol, et cetera, to start to wreak a little bit of havoc.
So if you eliminate gluten from your diet, it takes about 3 months for that whole inflammatory process to stop and all the healing of your intestines to complete. If you're like, okay, I've been so good in 3 months, and you're like, I'm just gonna have this piece of cake, that whole inflammatory process starts all over again. I like to think of these symptoms like an abusive relationship. It doesn't happen right away. It's an insidious process that little by little, all this abuse happens to our bodies. And then once you step away, you're like, holy, I didn't realize how bad I felt. And then you start repairing and you're like, I have my life back.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're in our Tarrytown studio. And so in some of these prior episodes or today, if you hear some people joking around and laughing in the background or just screaming and working hard, that's what's going on.
It's a workout.
Yeah, which is a pleasure to have you here. You normally train at our Lakeway studio?
I do.
Cool. Yeah, that's a beautiful area.
It is. It's so great.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Tommy.
Oh,
the manager over there, he is super fantastic and so zen.
We are so blessed to have him. He's an awesome trainer.
Yes.
In fact, I am actually from Houston. I'll be gone in a few days, but I need to get some training in with some of our great trainers out here. So maybe after this episode, we'll get you on this machine and put you through a workout.
I would love to see the new machine.
Very cool. Okay, but for now, we should just pick up where we left off. In the prior episode, we were talking about inflammation. Mm-hmm. We were talking about those weird symptoms that people experience that they shouldn't write off. And we kind of got a little bit into maybe some of the deeper whys that are common when it comes to inflammation, like leaky gut, but we didn't go too deep there, including things like gluten, what the body is doing at a cellular level, et cetera. So let's just dive right in. Do you want to tell us a little bit about specifically more with the gut and gluten and what might be causing those things and how that looks in the body?
Yes. So I just want to say paleo diet would be great for anybody with inflammation, like meat, vegetables, and fruit. Just no grains. Gluten specifically was changed years ago that it's not able to be broken down in our body. So our small intestine is only one cell thick. And when we eat gluten, it breaks the bonds of those cells. So you literally have poop, food, and bacteria, like we've mentioned before, going straight into your bloodstream. And your immune system is like, what the fuck is this? This is not normal.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have a lot of inflammatory symptoms and like eczema and all these skin issues and diarrhea, anxiety, depression, all these things because your immune system is freaking out and it's not surveilling for the things that it needs to. But also, where do you think food allergies come from? Like, because food is not supposed to be in our bloodstream, so it sees it as a foreign object. So when you eat it after it's been exposed, then that's why we're allergic to some of these foods. I mean, it's not the absolute root cause, but
yeah,
this is a part of all of that.
So I don't think I knew that. I've read books on, because I nerd out on this stuff. And in another world, in another life, I would love to do what you do, be a functional medicine practitioner. But I'm just going to keep helping people lift weights because that's what I'm good at. But I did not know, even though I read a bunch on the gut and the immune system, I didn't know that the small intestines were a single cell lining mm-hmm. or layer. That's pretty sensitive.
It is.
Yeah. And that's the first place that all your food and everything ends up.
Yep.
And so I guess it doesn't take that long for things like gluten and alcohol, et cetera, to start to wreak a little bit of havoc there.
It breaks the bonds of those cells. Your small intestines are supposed to be able to absorb nutrients. And so they do have some permeability. But when it breaks the bonds of those cells, then you have all this bad stuff going into your bloodstream. And it's called leaky gut. And so super huge inflammatory response. So let me just please say, you're either gluten-free or you're not. So if you eliminate gluten from your diet, it takes about 3 months for that whole inflammatory process to stop and all the healing of your intestines to complete. So if you're like, okay, I've been so good and, you know, 3 months, whatever, and you're like, I'm just going to have this piece of cake or this bread, I just really am craving bread. That whole inflammatory process starts all over again.
Some sourdough bread.
Which is not gluten-free. I don't know where these people are getting this.
Yeah, this is the problem with
sourdough bread.
Social
not
media.
Not gluten-free, naturally. You can get gluten-free sourdough bread. And if I can just add a little, it's all good bread
yeah.
here in Austin makes an amazing okay. sourdough bread.
I'm going to have to try this.
It's delicious.
So for people when they're getting started, you talked about the paleo diet. And I love that because I've known people who they need to do like an elimination diet or they're starting to work with a practitioner like yourself. And it's like, look, what I don't want to do, and I think this is something you're so great at, is you're coming to me with all these issues and we want to figure out what's going on. And what I don't want to do in our first visit is cause way more stress for you. Like, oh, you got to fix everything tomorrow and just be a monk. And I've seen people go to practitioners and they say, yeah, we need to cut some things out. So I want you to just eat carnivore for like 3 months, like just meat. What a massive lifestyle change that is for a lot of people. Just socially, right? Like how do you go out with people and cook for your kids and do these things? So I love that you mentioned paleo because in my experience, and like you just said, that's such a great place to start. That's very simple. People know what meat and vegetables and fruit are, mm-hmm. right? And it's not as extreme as just eat eggs and butter for 6 weeks and have no life and hate yourself. And then we'll come back and see where to start. Yeah. But the reason you do that is because those grains, specifically gluten, they're taking the small intestines. And this is one of the only jargons, so to speak, that we have that in the medical world that I think is great, leaky gut, because it's just really easy to understand, right? Not some weird Latin name, your gut is leaking.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't understand exactly what that means.
Yeah, so tell us, like,
it's
what's going
basically,
on?
Basically, the contents of your intestines are leaking into your bloodstream.
And so you've mentioned before, because you said the immune system, and we know most of the immune system's in the gut, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking a little bit before this podcast episode, you and I were just chatting offline, you're talking a little bit about, what was the acronym for this cellular response to inflammation in the body?
MCAS.
MCAS. So tell us a little bit about MCAS and
so
what's going on there.
It's mast cell activation syndrome. And mast cells are a natural part of our inflammatory response, but they're like little smoke detectors. And they're supposed to surveil in your body and be like, oh, we have an issue over here. Let's send some histamine. Let's send some inflammatory cytokines over there to help heal this area. So when they're overactivated, they're just freaking out. They're like, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. And so your overall inflammatory load is much higher. Your immune system's freaking out. And so small things that like you could have a stressful day and let's just say have a glass of wine and you're feeling terrible, flushing, passing out, anxiety, panic attacks, diarrhea, bloating, skin issues, hives, whatever. And you're like, all I did was have a glass of wine. Like all I, and you know, and it's not every day you have these things and it can be episodic.
Right.
But it's an overactivation of your immune system, basically with the mast cells.
That's interesting. And it's also interesting and important because it kind of ties to what we talked about in one of the first episodes. It's also common in my experience for people to say, I'll fly the no gluten flag on my truck the rest of my life. But, so I'll tell people like, look, you need to work with someone like Nicole. Here's her information. In the meantime, why don't you try cutting out gluten? In today's world, it's really easy. There's gluten-free everything.
Or just don't have processed crap.
Right. Just cut out the grains and eat paleo.
Yes.
Yeah, real foods.
Yes, caveman diet. Meat and veggies and fruit.
Yeah, which are delicious. And so you'll tell people to start there. But a response I get quite often is, you know, I don't really think gluten or gut stuff is what's going on with my inflammation because I don't have diarrhea or I don't have bloating or I don't have quote unquote gut issues. But if you're inflamed and you're having issues with your immune system or autoimmune disease and the immune system is in your gut, you don't need those specific symptoms to be screaming to still have a gut issue. Is that correct? Or just, you know, something going on with your immune system?
Immune system's throughout your whole body, but it can be very reactive from what's going on with your gut. From leaky gut, yes. And I would like to touch on the point that you're saying autoimmune. It absolutely does increase your risk of autoimmunity and having an autoimmune disease because of the chronic low-lying inflammation that is happening constantly.
So it was a cool an analogy you gave when you said the smoke detectors because I like to tell people, like in the prior episode we talked about, you get used to the symptoms. And it can almost seem like it's just a little bit of smoke in your house, but it's just enough that you, over time, you can kind of ignore it and becomes normal, right? And then somebody comes in, they're like, what is going on? And it's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But the fog, you get sort of used to it. And so I want to highlight that in my mind, and this might sound like a very cheesy, new agey, like gratitude thing, it's such a beautiful thing that the body's able to do this. Because to your point, it's not that bad that these things are happening. It's bad that these things happen chronically for a long time, and then it turns into those things like autoimmune and chronic disease. And so what we want to do is to be in tune with our body, to not allow other people to say, that's normal, just get used to it, you're crazy, and to go after it face first, so to speak, because that thing that shouldn't become normal will get much, much worse if you do allow it to just become the new norm. Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. right?
I like to think of that, like these symptoms, like an abusive relationship, not to take this to a dark place, but it doesn't happen right away. It's an insidious process that, you know, little by little by little by little, all this abuse happens to our bodies and ourselves. And then once you step away, you're like, holy shit, I didn't realize how bad I felt. I didn't realize how bad things were. And then you start repairing and you're like, I have my life back again.
Yeah, I feel better now. I turned 40 this year. I feel better now than I can remember feeling. And I think that includes like just out of high school and 20s and things like that. And so the body can feel incredible, and it can feel incredible at any stage in life if you can get it tuned up.
If you give it the right tools, it's capable of, easy for me to say, right? Capable of healing itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody's listening to these and they go, yeah, I feel hopeful. I want to start figuring out what's going on. I don't want to live with some of these symptoms. And the reason we're talking about this, I mean, FastFit I talk about this a lot. In my mind, exercise is the first domino. And I know that sounds biased, but the reason I say that for people is because it's something people can do, specifically ours, 20 minutes, safe, efficient, that they can do right away. It can decrease, right, some of these things like inflammation. It can help with the brain fog. It can help with sleep and anxiety and resilience. And you can start feeling a little bit more confident. And it can be the thing, in my experience, that has such a low barrier to entry that they go, great, now I want to go to the next step. So yes. I always talk about it as the first domino. But it's not uncommon for members to be like me, where they go, yeah, I'm strength training, and there's still areas of my life that I need to figure out and optimize, because it's not going to cure all these things.
Yeah. I mean, we're all a work in progress. But what I would like to add too is, when people just don't feel good, they don't want to work out. So that's when FastFit comes in to be the perfect step into working out, because it's 20 minutes,
right,
twice a week. Yeah. If you can start there, or even once a week, and start, you know, moving the needle in the right direction and start feeling better that way, then that will affect the rest of your progress to
exactly.
health.
Okay, so somebody comes in, they start strength training with us, they're going to schedule an appointment with you, and then they go, what can I do in the meantime? What, any other quick tips, so to speak, like eat paleo, cut out the gluten, any other things that would be low-hanging, almost free in the 80-20, like it impacts a lot of good stuff and it's easy to do. What would you get people started before they get to sit down
Absolutely.
With you?
Absolutely. Circadian rhythm. Get out in the morning and get your face in the sun with sunrise and also with sunset. 10 minutes. And while you're doing that, take your socks and shoes off and stick your feet in the grass. So you're grounding, you're calming your nervous system, you're resetting your circadian rhythm, all free.
Yep.
Four basic supplements, omegas, they're anti-inflammatory. They're fabulous. Take them in the morning because they can affect your sleep. They can be excitatory. B vitamins. And go ahead and get methylated, because most people have the MTHFR gene. It's called the motherfucker gene.
Yeah, right.
So,
for a reason.
Yeah. So B vitamins, one twice a day. You need them for every cellular function every day. Magnesium. It helps calm. It helps sleep. It helps get the vitamin D and calcium where they need to go. And last one is vitamin D3 with K2.
Yep.
Like, your vitamin D is so important for sleep, for mood, for bone health, for hormones, especially testosterone production.
Mm-hmm.
Like, easy breezy, pung and squeezy.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're exercising, we're eating paleo, We're working on those stress levels because
grounding.
You're grounding, you're getting the sunlight, you're getting your circadian rhythm.
Yes.
These are very basic nutrients that people can dive into.
Yes.
I love that you said vitamin D. I think people like to make the argument, like, I'm already getting in the sun, and yet there are...
People don't get enough. We're not hunter-gatherers anymore.
Right.
So nobody is really in the sun enough for their vitamin D levels to be where they need to be.
Exactly.
Especially for immunity.
Yeah. And from my perspective, and maybe I'm wrong, you can tell me, Nicole, here, but even if you look at all the meta-analysis and all the studies done and the great studies showing the impact of vitamin D, it's on the supplementation. It's not like these cohorts are just sitting outside in the sun all day,
yes.
You know, getting fried.
Yes.
And so the argument that it's not supplementation, it has to be the sun, doesn't really show up in the data, which would just back, you need to supplement this.
Well, again, the lives that we live these days don't lead us to having a great diet and great sleep and great sun exposure. So supplementation is sadly necessary for the general population.
Beautiful. What a cool episode. I think we're on a nice journey here. I want to keep going.
That's great.
We'll do some more, going a little bit deeper on some of this stuff. And then also, we do get common questions from people. It's like, wow, I had a great journey on my, like you and myself, with my functional practitioner. I've gotten to a place where I feel healthy. I'm taking these vitamins. I'm eating good. I've got more energy. Are there other hacks we can get into? And I know you've got some cool stuff on HBOT and stuff. So we'll get into that in some future episodes. But thank you for today. It was great.
Thank you. This is so much fun.
All right. I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.